Behold, an army shall come. A fire burneth before them, and behind them is a flame that burneth. The land before them is as the garden of Eden, and behind them a great wilderness. Yea, nothing shall escape them. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses, and as horsemen so they shall run. Join firmly Lazarus, he takes you on a journey into God's own word. It's building time, building time.
That church, those guys are notorious. They were notorious. At some point, when they are giving Holy Communion, they will do on your mark at the door.
The first person to enter, it was, he alone will sit down and say, I want the bread, I got here first. Just eat all the bread. And that person will say, no, you are eating the bread, what's wrong with you? Bah, bah. And I say, me, I'll carry the wine, he will drink the wine and get drunk. They were eating the body of Christ. Meaning that it is possible that a pastor spends 2 hours blessing, but yet the person looks as blessed as one that you spent 10 minutes with. It is not about duration, but about content. Do you know what I'm saying here? Content. The great of the problem of the Corinthians church, the church is there, was further explained to the Christians. Right? It was able to break mysteries to them. It was to them it was telling that you pray that your eyes of understanding be enlightened. Because in this kingdom, feeding is through the eyes of the Spirit. What did I say? Feeding is through the eyes of your spirit. The most important part of you, all right, that needs to be developed for every other thing to be good is your eyes. In 1 John chapter number 1 from verse 1, it was talking about the word that we have both heard, that we have looked upon, that we have seen from the very beginning, which our hands have handled. The place of handling the word of God is where your eyes is opened. Amen. I said amen.
Amen.
Volume, small volume, just small, just small. Right, I think the thing is even there and you are not aware. Right, the place of handling, where we handle the word of God, is when you see it. The scripture you see is yours. Not the ones we hear. Are you getting what I'm saying? Not the ones we hear. When God opens your eyes, you see it. Right, you catch something that belongs to you in the scripture. No one can take it away from you. Right, I have encountered God as the El Shaddai, the all sufficient God. Alright, however how thick a situation is, I know I can never disappoint it. He shows up. True or not? Yeah. Said I'm the Lord that shows up. Alright, the Israelites were asking for meat in the wilderness. They were asking for meat. And they started murmuring to Moses and said, when we're in Egypt, we had garlic, we had cucumber, we're eating green peas and all those things. Said, but you have brought us, you guys were stubborn. You have brought us out here to give us this thing called manna. What was the meaning of this nonsense? And Moses went to cry to God that these guys said they want meat. So Moses said, if we kill all the bush meat.
Please, you must understand something. These guys that were fighting for meat, they were not cattle. They were cattle raiders. They have their own sheep, cows, and just, yeah, it's okay. And then they have all those things. But, you know, they will not touch their own things. You know, so they said, give us meat. And then God spoke to Moses. He said, today I'm going to give them meat, it will be so much it will come out of their nostrils. And Moses was wondering, where would you go? He told God, he said, God, if you bring all the animals in this wilderness, it won't feed these guys. And we're talking about a nation of 2 million people, averagely, all right, and mixed multitudes. Theology gave us mixed multitudes about 250 to 500,000 people. Mixed multitude. So we're talking about a nation that is as much as the nation of Kenya. Amen. Alright. And the Bible says that God allowed the wind to go out from himself. All right, and the wind went over the sea. Amen. Okay. Are you good now? Amen. Are we fine? Hallelujah. And the wind went there. The wind went to the sea to gather birds. Do you understand? The wind went to the sea to gather birds. Alright? Anxiety is a sign you are not hearing God. You hear from him. He is a God that brings forth water from the rock. Say, how shall these things be? God, I'm already so and so time. This has to fall in place. Keep quiet. God told Moses when he was complaining that we have the Red Sea before us, the Egyptians behind us. And he was trying to even eulogize God. Amen. And then God said, who is this man that is giving vain words before my ears? Tell the people that they go forward. Meaning that if God tells you to do something, if there is no possibility there, it means God wants to show his creative ability. Alright? Listen, if you are journeying in life and you got to a point that there is a wall here. Hello? There is a wall. And you are asking God, Father, how do I do this here? What next? And he says to you, go forward. It means he has created a way. You need your eyes of understanding to be opened. Alright, it will always be unto you according to what you can see, not according to what you hear. Alright, in the place of waiting upon the Lord, you begin to see what you have heard. You have heard his promises, but have you seen them? Alright, Ephesians chapter number 4. Ephesians 4, you don't dare say amen. Say it loud and clear. Alright. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. Right. Do we have anyone with any other translations there? Oh, thank you. Yes, ma'am. No, sit down.
Therefore, I, the prisoner for serving the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of your calling, for you have been called by God.
Thank you. All right. Look up. This is just introduction before we have our first word. Walk worthy of your calling. He said, I beseech you, me that I'm talking to you, I am not a boss. He didn't refer to himself as a pastor, not an evangelist, not an apostle. He said, I, a bond servant of the Lord, I'm beseeching you that you will walk worthy of your calling. Right? Meaning that it is possible to be called, but yet the fellow called is not walking worthy of it. What does it mean to walk worthy of something? Alright, the call of the Lord is a noble call. True or not true? Is the call noble? Yeah, it is noble. Yeah, I was sharing this with them in our prayer. The special session I had with some of them who were hungry for God. I was teaching them how to be a special vessel in the hands of God. Alright, the call is a very noble call. Okay? Right, but it is possible that a noble call is being wielded by an ignoble vessel. The call, when you see ministers misbehaving, is ministry a thing of contempt? So who is having the problem? The minister. When you go to a church, consistently you have observed that each time I go to this church, I go to sleep. Who is really sleeping? The pastor. Talk to me. No, sir. The anointing to sleep flows from the altar. Except there is a living man on the altar preaching to a dead soul. Because the word of God is even sharp and powerful to quicken even anything that is dead. So if a message is making you sleep consistently, the altar needs to be awake. So he's saying, I beseech you. That is, what I'm telling you here, you have been asking me, what is the secret of my ministry? You have been asking Paul. Paul, you came after Peter and so on. You are doing so many great things in no time. You are supposed to be the youngest apostle here, but you are doing so many things. He said, I, the prisoner. He didn't start introduction. He said, you have called me an apostle. You have called me so-and-so, but I am now reintroducing myself. That this is the way I see myself. When it has to do with me and what the Lord will have me do, I don't see myself as an apostle. I see myself as a bond servant. All right, what is a prisoner? A prisoner is someone who has no right. You know, yesterday I was teaching about the Spirit of the Lord. All right, and I taught you that the greatest revelation of God you can have is not as a friend. You've called him your friend because you are coming up. But when you see him, the question is, who are you, Lord? Papa. Amen. When a child is young, you just give birth to a child in the house. You see the child pulling the father's beard. Abi, the same daddy that will flog the rest of. Child will just come sometimes, just eat the father on the cheek. Because he's a child. True or not true? But as a child is growing, they will learn honor. Huh? You see, that this man is beyond daddy, he's my father. And he not just those times we're playing, he's a man of authority. And that's the same thing in the spirit realm. You are a child, you do what you want to do. You can even stroll to the altar and just go and present anything. But if you see him, honor becomes your default setting. Isaiah said, look up Isaiah chapter number 6. He said, in the year that King Uzziah died, please hold on. The question is, who was King Uzziah to him? Because as long as King Uzziah was alive, there was something that was happening that could not make Isaiah see the Lord. You know, sometimes God will have to remove your seat of comfort. Then you can now cry and say, Lord, I need to see your face. Because sometimes if you are too relaxed, all right, sometimes you will not be pushed to go deeper. True or not true?
True.
All right. And that's why we define blessing in context. Right? Blessing is not necessarily something that makes people feel happy. It is what drives you to God. If a prosperity takes a man from God, is that a form of blessing? No, sir. All right, so Paul was having an ambition. Number one, all right, thank God you are a lawyer. Paul was a lawyer, right? Good. All right, you are spending so much time in school, going through so much. After law school and all those things, so let me tell your parent, mommy, thank you for all you have been doing in my life. I celebrate you. All right, but while I was coming back from law school, I caught a revelation in my spirit. And the Lord spoke to me. Otobe. Particularly your parent and your brother say, Otobe. Alright. First, start making money, then I will listen to you. True or not true?